Welcome to the June 1st, 2008 morning worship service of College Park Baptist Church. Today is Graduate Sunday, and we have a special message from our graduates. If you are in Winston-Salem, please join us for worship and fellowship at 1701 Polo Road. You can find out more about our church at www.collegeparkbaptist.org. And now, for our worship service.
Good morning. Good morning. Very good. It's good to see you this morning. We are so pleased that you are at College Park Baptist Church. We welcome you to worship, whether members and guests, and we are all glad that you are here. We have pew pads that we'd like to get your attendance on, whether you're a member or a guest. They're on the inside aisle of every pew. We invite you to take those and fill those out. If you don't see it, you might be sitting on it, so check that out. We want you to take that and write your name down and put any information down you feel comfortable doing. We appreciate you helping us out with that. If you send it down to the end of the pew, so everybody has a chance to fill it out. Once it gets to the end of the pew, if you could send it back to where it got started, and then when it gets back to the first person, if you could rip out those pages, that would be very helpful for our ushers later in the service. It is Graduate Sunday. Lots of exciting energy in the room, and we are excited about what God is doing. The school year is almost over. Teachers, woohoo! Okay, thank you. I knew you were out there. You may not have the energy to scream, but I knew you were out there. But it is Graduate Sunday. It's a special day in the life of our church, and we look forward to celebrating with our graduates and their families. We wanted to let you know of a few announcements. We are having a regular youth stuff this afternoon, snack supper at 5:30, and then youth discipleship, youth online at 6. Regular schedule this week. Make sure you check out the schedule in the back of the bulletin. We are having our life service tonight at 7 o'clock as our contemporary service, which we have in our fellowship hall. Is it going to be outside? Oh, check that. It's going to be outside. So we want you to come and bring your lawn chairs and bring dinner if you want and just eat out on the lawn and then enjoy the service at 7 o'clock. So, Big Raj, come on, man.
Good morning, good morning, good morning.
Good morning. Good morning, good morning.
That's good. Last time I did that, we had a group of young people across there, and one little fella answered me every one of those good mornings, and I was excited about that. I stand before you today to tell you that our team for Mountain Outreach, and those of you who are visiting, this is a program that we've been involved in for 21 years this year, building a house for a family in need in Kentucky, Williamsburg area. And we'll be back up there the week of July the 4th again this week. So we'd like you to sign up. The sheet's out at the Mountain Outreach table. We're ready for you to put your name on that. And then we need to talk about some of our needs. We need two single beds. We need a refrigerator, a washer, and a dryer. And here's the part that really is kind of startling. We leave in 4 weeks, 28 days. We got a lot to get done to be ready to do that. Our goal and money is $24,000. As of this after Sunday school this morning, we have $6,348.57. Now, I need your help on that project. I've been speaking from down there, and apparently I'm not getting my urgent need across to you, so that's the reason I'm back up here. So if you'll help us out, we really need it, and we're looking forward to working with you on that project. Thank you.
All right. That is a wonderful thing that we get to participate in. And if you have not been to Mountain Outreach, let me encourage you personally to go. It is an amazing, amazing event. Let me see. I think That's all the announcements. Have any more announcements? Staff, do we have any more announcements? Staff's not even paying attention. We have any more announcements? We're good. All right. We want to say a special welcome to our guests this morning. We have ushers that are coming down the aisles now. Yep, now they're Jim Purnell's finally coming down the aisle there. All right. We've got the best ushers in the world or in the room. And we'd like to say a welcome to our guests. If you're a guest this morning, if you would just raise your hand. The ushers are coming down the aisles. They would like to give you a packet of information. Inside this packet is a letter from our pastor, as well as the history, a little story about College Park, and a newsletter that tells you what's going on currently in the life of our church. And we hope that you will continue to come back and bless us with your presence if you're a guest with us this morning. As I said a few minutes ago, it is Graduate Sunday. We pause at the beginning of the service to recognize all of our high school and college graduates. And we do this with our high school graduates with a processional. This is the music that everybody remembers and gets weepy-eyed listening to. So we want to recognize our high school graduates as they process in. Would you stand now? May be seated. We have now, we're going to recognize first our college graduates. Everybody received an insert to tell you about all our college and post-college graduates on the back side, and we want to recognize them this morning. They're going to come up and tell you where they're graduating from and what they're thinking about doing next, or what they hope to be, or, you know, jobs that they might want to get, or things like that. So we want to recognize our college class of 2008.
That kind of snuck up on me. I thought we were going after the high schoolers. For those of you who don't know me, I'm Erin Cobbler. I'm graduating with a Bachelor of Science in Communication Disorders from Appalachian State University. Yay! In the fall, I will be starting at UNC Chapel Hill to get my clinical doctorate in audiology. And I just want to thank all of you guys for your prayers and encouragement and exam packs and all of that good stuff. I definitely felt your support throughout college. Special shout out to my prayer partner, Sybil. That's really it. So thank you guys very much, and I'll see you up here again in 4 years.
My name is Julia Cook, and I graduated from East Carolina University with a bachelor's degree in management, and in the fall I'll be continuing my education to receive a medical assisting certificate. So thank y'all for all your prayers and exam packs, because if it weren't for your encouragement and support, I don't know if I'd be here graduating this year. Thank you.
Hi, my name is Sarah Patterson, and I graduated from Queens University of Charlotte with a Bachelor of Arts in Music. And I'm just going to take this 1 second to plug a commercial for what I'm doing next, if that's all right. Some of you may have gotten a letter. I sent a few out to the congregation. But I'm actually planning on going to Africa in the fall. It's with a first-year missionary program with Adventures in Missions. So I'm going to be there for 9 months, and the program is designed to kind of give young adults experience doing different types of mission work overseas. And so that's kind of the plan for now. So I'll be here This summer, raising support, I'm raising $9,000 before I leave in September. And so I'm just going to throw it out there that I'm going to definitely need a lot of prayer support from this congregation as I start this challenge, and also financial support is what I'll be asking for, too. And if you are interested in talking to me more about that, I have a website that's up, and I have some information, and love to talk to you after church about that if you'd like to. And so in commercial, and I do want to say thanks to this congregation for just all the support that you've given me. I know that it's just really great to come home and to see people that you know and people that love you and love your family, and that's just been a really great blessing to me. So thank you all.
For those of you who don't know me, I'm Nick Johnson, and I did graduate. I'm wearing the glasses, so you actually believe I'm intelligent. But I graduated from UNCW with a bachelor's in arts for history and social studies licensure for teaching. And what's next? I'm going to ECU for graduate school, and I actually moved in with Don. Bill and Marianelle have been coordinating with me. They forced me to move in with them so I could motivate them to graduate. But outside of that, thanks to family, friends, definitely the church. You guys have been here for me. And specifically Roger Jones and the Summers family for being my prayer partners in college.
My name is Brian Edmonds, and I actually graduated back in December from Appalachian State with a Bachelor of Science in Electronic Media Broadcast Technology kind of stuff. And I have my first semester of Campbell's Divinity School under my belt, and have a lot of prayer from this church to thank for that, because it's when going down there, it was a leap of faith. I felt my calling through playing with Cindy Huffman. I felt my calling to the ministry, and I've had so many people just come up and affirm that calling in my life, and I have everybody here to thank for that, and look forward to continuing my Campbell career. And I am currently interviewing at Griffith Baptist here in Winston-Salem to do youth ministry work.
I appreciate it. Feel the teal. My name is Brent Elkins. I graduated with a degree in education from UNC Wilmington, and I'm happy to announce that this past week I signed a letter of acceptance at Southeast Middle School to teach for next year. So I'm very happy. I have an income so I can support my future family. So, but thank you for all your support over the last 22 years. Been here since I was in diapers. So thank you for all your prayers and everything that you've done for me as I was growing up through the church and in college. So thank y'all very much. I love y'all.
We have others who could not be with us here today. You will notice their names on the back of the bulletin. But this is your college class of 2008. And next, we'd like to recognize our high school class of 2008. These are the youth that were in, I believe, going in eighth grade when I got here. So I've been able to watch them grow, and it's exciting to see them come forward. This is the high school class of 2008.
Graduating. My name is Christine Edmonds, and I'm graduating from Mount Tabor High School. I'm going to, in the fall, I'm going to UNCG, and I'm going to major in psychology. And I just want to thank you guys for all of your support, and you guys have really helped me grow throughout the years. Thank you.
That's better. Hi, my name is Brooks Godwin. I also graduated from Mount Tabor High School, and next year I'll attend Wake Forest University, and there I plan to be a walk-on member of the Wake Forest basketball team and also a major in history. I'd like to say I've been here all my life at this church. It's always been a center point in my life, and y'all people that make up the church have what made that for me, and I'd like to thank all of y'all. Thank you.
Hi, I'm Melissa Keltner. I will also be graduating from Mount Tabor High School. I intend to attend Appalachian State University in either the fall or the spring. Not quite sure when that's going to be yet. These past 2 years being in Winston-Salem have been a very interesting experience, and I have to thank you all so much for your prayers and concerns and helping, you know, not just myself but my family transition, because I really think that had I not known that you all had been here for me and my family, I don't think that I probably would have made it through school these past 2 years, so thank you.
Good morning. I am Lucy Matthews, and I am also graduating from Mount Tabor High School. I will be attending Brevard College in the fall to participate in an Institute for Women in Leadership program, and I plan on majoring in peace studies, working on conflict resolution, and really helping to really bring some more love into our world. So thank you very much. I wanted to say also, the college class that you just recognized is the class that we came into the youth group with. And I cannot say thank you enough to them for the way that they molded who we are. And I realized this morning, it's so cool for me that we came in with them and then we're graduating with them. And that is such a beautiful thing, because they impacted who we are as people more than they know. So thank you all very much.
I'm Ben Rickman. I'm graduating from Mount Tabor High School as well. I'm going to be attending Appalachian State in the fall. I just want to thank my mom and dad for raising me to be who I am today.
I am Sydney Sowers. I'm also graduating from Mount Tabor High School. I will be attending Meredith College in the fall, and I intend to major in child development. And I would like to thank the congregation for your prayers and your constant support. And I am kind of surprised I made it through high school, and I know I'm going to need your help for the next 4 years. So thank you.
Again, we had a couple that could not be with us here this morning, but this is your high school class of 2008. As we continue in our time of worship, you will find in your bulletin our invitation to share in worship. Regardless of what year you were born, regardless of what your circumstance in life is, whether you're graduating high school or college, or it's been a while since you graduated high school or college, or it feels like it's going to be forever until you graduate from high school or college, it doesn't matter where we are, The thing that unites us is our belief in Christ and the opportunity for us to worship, the opportunity for us to gather in this place. For worship is about God. These graduates come to us because they were gifted by God. And they're giving back to God. Our worship is about giving back to God. And that's what we do. This invitation to share in worship that you see printed is a responsive reading, because worship is something that we do together. I invite you to stand now for this responsive reading. I invite you to read the dark print aloud after I read the light print. In the midst of the congregation, I will praise you. Rejoice in the Lord, O you righteous, and give thanks to God's holy name.
I will extol you, my God and King, and bless your name forever and ever. Great is the Lord, and greatly to be praised. God's greatness is unsearchable.
You may be seated. Pray with me. Father, there is a light in this place. We feel the warmth of your presence. We feel you light up the room with your spirit. And Father, we need you today. We need you in this place. As many of us in this room are facing great change in our lives, whether it's these graduates, their families, all of us have things that we face where change is coming. And sometimes that can seem a little dark. And we need the light of your love to shine bright all around us. So come into this place. Reveal yourself to us, we pray, in Christ's name. Amen.
Oh,
As we share the ministry of God's Word through the reading of Scripture, I'll be reading first from the Old Testament in the book of Psalms. You'll see the passages printed in your order of worship. But I'll be reading first from the 46th Psalm. Let us hear the Word of God. Psalm 46. God is our refuge and strength, an ever-present help in trouble. Therefore we will not fear, though the earth give way, and the mountains fall into the heart of the sea, though its waters roar and foam, and the mountains quake with their surging. There is a river whose streams make glad the city of God, the holy place where the Most High dwells. God is within her, she will not fall. God will help her at break of day. Nations are in uproar, kingdoms fall. He lifts his voice, the earth melts. The Lord Almighty is with us. The God of Jacob is our fortress. Come and see the works of the Lord, the desolations he has brought on the earth. He makes wars cease to the ends of the earth. He breaks the bow and shatters the spear. He burns the shields with fire. Be still and know that I am God. I will be exalted among the nations. I will be exalted in the earth. The Lord Almighty is with us. The God of Jacob is our fortress. And from the New Testament, first in the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 7, beginning at verse 24. Therefore, everyone who hears these words of mine and puts them into practice is like a wise man who built his house on the rock. The rain came down, the streams rose, and the winds blew and beat against that house, yet it did not fall, because it had its foundation on the rock. But everyone who hears these words of mine and does not put them into practice is like a foolish man who built his house on sand. The rain came down, the streams rose, and the winds blew and beat against that house, and it fell with a great crash. When Jesus had finished saying these things, the crowds were amazed at his teaching, because he taught as one who had authority and not as the teachers, as their teachers of the law. And continuing in the New Testament, from the book of Romans, first in the first chapter of Romans, beginning at verse 16, hear the words of the Apostle Paul. I am not ashamed of the gospel, because it is the power of God for the salvation of everyone who believes, first for the Jew, then for the Gentile. For in the gospel, a righteousness from God is revealed, a righteousness that is by faith from first to last, just as it is written, the righteous will live by faith. And continuing in chapter 3, verse 21. But now a righteousness from God, apart from law, has been made known, to which the law and the prophets testify. This righteousness from God comes through faith in Jesus Christ to all who believe. There is no difference, for all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God, and are justified freely by his grace through the redemption that came by Christ Jesus. God presented him as a sacrifice of atonement through faith in his blood. He did this to demonstrate his justice, because in his forbearance he had left the sins committed beforehand unpunished. He did it to demonstrate his justice at the present time, so as to be just and the one who justifies those who have faith in Jesus. Where then is boasting? It is excluded. On what principle? On that of observing the law? No, but on that of faith. For we maintain that a man is justified by faith apart from observing the law. Is God the God of Jews only? Is he not the God of Gentiles too? Yes, of Gentiles too, since there is only one God who will justify the circumcised by faith and the uncircumcised through that same faith. Do we then nullify the law by this faith? Not at all. Rather, we uphold the law. May God bless the reading and the understanding of his holy word.
I wrote this song a couple of years ago after I got back from a mission trip to East Asia that I took. And it was kind of written because I started to realize just the fact that God has called each of us as believers to be part of something so much bigger, I think, than we realize sometimes. I have a verse here from 1 Peter 2, verse 9. But you are a chosen race, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a people for his own possession, that you may proclaim the excellencies of him who called you out of darkness into his marvelous light. And I know that as graduates, we have an awesome opportunity to take steps of faith to where we believe that God has called us. But I do hope that this song is an encouragement, no matter what stage of life you're in, just to remember that God has called us to something incredible that I don't even think we realize about sometimes.
Go, would you listen? What if that place was far from home? Would you believe in my promise? Can you trust me with all your hopes and dreams? Well, I know your stubborn heart's not willing, and I know you're scared of the unknown. But if you find you go, I have called you a broken vessel who I'll shine my glory through you. With my name on your tongue and my word in your mind and my fire in your soul, they'll see me. Joy now fill your heart. As you walk with me, you'll grow. But look around you, child, at the people who don't know. I have called you a broken vessel who I'll shine my glory through.
Will you pray with me? Dear Lord, after what we've witnessed this morning in celebration with our young people and hearing the touching music from Sarah and Ward, it's appropriate that we come to you in prayer and praise. Lord, what a week it has been. A week of ups and downs. A week of celebrations. A week of difficulty, a week where some among us face challenges that were completely unexpected. in a week where loved ones and fellow believers had to rally around people among us to help them to know that we don't know what's going to happen, but we care. And most importantly, Lord, we know you care. Lord, through the good and the bad and the easy and the tough this week, we thank you for being present with us through all of it. In both the good and the bad and the challenges and the blessings, we bring it all to you, Lord. We lay it right before you. Lord, we thank you for all the things that you're doing among us and around us. We certainly thank you for these graduates and what you are doing in their lives. We thank you for the work that you've done to get them to this point through their family and their friends and their teachers, their church members, those who have believed in them and helped them along. Lord, we also thank you for what you're going to do in their lives. And just as Sarah's saying, it's all about calling, Lord. And we know that not only for the graduates, but for all of us, whether you called us to be a teacher or a business person or a worker or a minister, it doesn't matter. You've called us to make a difference for you and to be who you created us to be. Lord, help us to keep our minds open to that. And for that to be the question that we ask this week, am I seeking to be who God created me to be? Lord, thank you for creating me. Thank you for creating every person here with a purpose. It is so powerful. Help us to embrace that and to seek you this week in everything that we do. Thank you for loving us, Lord. Thank you for being present with us. Amen.
Let us pray. Gracious Lord, you fill our lives with so many things. Lord, you give us the spirit of hope, the inspiration. You give us new days. You give us the opportunity to see our children grow and blossom and go forth. Lord, you give us hands of skill. And Father, we ask you that the gifts we give today are acceptable to you. And Lord, for your inspiration for the days to come. And these things we pray in your Son's name. Amen.
This morning we have the opportunity to have some of our high school seniors to come and to share some reflections about their life and things that they've learned along the way. And this will be God's message to all of us as they come and they share. So won't you welcome Christine? Come on.
Hi again. So I've been going to College Park since probably around first or second grade. So I was really little when I started coming. And you guys were great about welcoming me in and just helping me become a part of you. And that's what I did. I became a part of you. And I couldn't ask for a better gift from you guys. It's because of you that I grew strong in so many ways. But the most important strength you guys nourished was my spiritual growth. You all have guided me through childhood, through adolescence, and now I'm on my path to adulthood. And standing here now, I can honestly say to you that my faith, my morality, and my character all stem from the support of this church. You guys have provided so much for the children and the youth group. Children's camp, all that young stuff was great, and those are some good memories I got there. And it built good friendships, and it started me down the road on a relationship with Christ. It built that foundation for me. But the best years came when I went to the youth group. And the youth group is just amazing. It gives you strong support, and it helped mold me into a more Christ-like person. I was challenged and to be a stronger Christian and to be a better leader. And so when I go out in the world, I'll be ready. I'm going to give you an example. That'll probably help. So when I got to youth group, and I'm a horrible speaker in front of people, if you can't tell. I know you can tell. I'm sorry. But I got to the youth group, and I had never prayed in front of anyone. And I hadn't prayed all the way through youth group or through most of the way. But when I got to the junior, senior Sunday school class, I found out I was going to have to pray sometime. The teacher calls on you, and you're going to pray. You can't say no. So my day came. I was nervous. He told me before Sunday school that I was going to close in prayer. And I was like, oh, gosh, what am I going to do? Okay. But I did it. And that was just one of the ways I was challenged in the youth group. And now I'll raise my hand when Jeff's like, who wants to pray today? You know, I'm okay. I'll do it. The youth group taught me a lot, and I'm very thankful for it. But the youth group, without you guys, it wouldn't have the support it needs to be this wonderful. And you're so wonderful in everything that you all do. You give, and I want to let you know that we're so thankful and blessed for what you all do. Thank you, College Park.
Good morning again. Probably most of you don't know this. My grandparents actually helped found this church way a long time ago. I guess that was I don't even know how long ago it was. But College Park is a really special place for me because I can come back here and there are specific people that say, I knew your grandparents and I never knew my grandparents. So that's a really cool thing. So the questions today, what have I learned? What am I going to remember? And then what am I going to hold on to from this place that's going to help shape me in the future? And just the memories of this church are countless. They include Sunday school, they include worship, they include life. Everything that we do as a congregation, our mission trips, Kentucky, our fundraisers, every hug, every smile when you walk into this place. And I thought I'd share with you a really strong memory that I had that really sums up for me what College Park has been in my life. And this memory is of someone, a very memorable person who touches all of our lives, and that's Roger Jones. And I want to share with you something that sticks in my mind more than anything else when I think about College Park. One day, Roger got up. We were preparing to leave for Kentucky, and he said, "Okay, now I'm going to read you my favorite piece of scripture, and now don't you forget this." Okay, big Roger, here we go. So I added the first couple of verses because I liked it, but you'll know what I'm talking about when I get to it. This is from Matthew chapter 25. It says, "When the Son of Man comes in his glory and all the angels with him, he will sit on his throne in heavenly glory. All the nations will be gathered before him, and he will separate the people one from another, as a shepherd separates the sheep from the goats. He will put the sheep on his right and the goats on his left. Then the king will say to those on his right, 'Come, you who are blessed by the Father, take your inheritance, the kingdom prepared for you since the creation of the world.'" This is the important part. "For I was hungry, and you gave me something to eat. I was thirsty, and you gave me something to drink. I was a stranger, and you invited me in. I needed clothes, and you clothed me. I was sick, and you looked after me. I was in prison, and you came to visit me.' Then the righteous will answer him, 'Lord, when did we see you hungry and feed you, or thirsty and give you something to drink? When did we see you a stranger and invite you in, or needing clothes and clothe you? When did we see you sick or in prison and go to visit you?' Then the king will reply, 'I tell you the truth, whatever you did for one of the least of these brothers of mine, you did for me.'" If that doesn't speak for the heart of College Park, I don't know what does. Those words absolutely touched my heart, and that memory distinctly recalled in my mind so many times, over and over and over again, because it was so important. It is so important. And so those verses, like I said, really speak for the mission of this church. They speak of giving to everyone in need in a way that does not require compensation. This is what you all have taught me. You've shown me that the greatest gift in life is to give everything that you have to make someone else's life better. You've shown me that everyone deserves kindness, compassion, food, shelter, and the basic necessities of life. You have shown me through your mission-driven hearts that as Jesus commands us to love one another, he also calls us, just in that passage, to reach out to the people in our own community and in other communities that desperately need some sort of fulfillment. As I thought about what I would say today, I was struck by the knowledge of the overflowing kindness of this congregation and how this is displayed through Mountain Outreach, prison ministries, I Am, youth and adult mission trips, the College Charleston trip. When you think of College Park, don't you think of service? Don't you think of the incredible outpouring that you all give to everyone else? Don't you think of that? Don't you think of Wes Morgan's face? And Roger, don't you think of the little children that come up here and they're so excited because they're in GAs and RAs and they're doing something for the good of someone else? Each one of those projects serves to fill a need for someone, but the greatest part about you all is you're not doing these things to say that you did them. You don't build a house just to give someone a place to live. You do these things, you do them with passion and love, because you realize that the ultimate fulfillment is salvation. You realize that you are children of a mighty God, called for his purpose, sent in his name, that's the mission of our church, to provide for the physical needs of people, so that you can impact their spiritual lives for eternity. Nothing is greater than demonstrating the love of Christ. Nothing is greater than impacting the hearts and lives of people in our community so that they may know better the love of our great God. So as I go to college in the fall, I'm looking forward, beginning a new journey. I feel God calling me to the mission field, but I know that without this church, I may never have felt that passion in my heart for missions. You have cultivated in me a spirit of giving, because you give and you give and you give. Christine said that too. You just give and you give and you give. It is a beautiful and humbling experience to be a part of a church that is seeking after God's heart so strongly that it affects everyone that walks in the doors and everyone that we go out of the church to talk to. I will forever treasure the love of Christ that I experience as part of this body. I want to read you a quote. This quote is by a woman named Marianne Williamson and was part of the inaugural address that Nelson Mandela gave. Our deepest fear is not that we are inadequate. Our deepest fear is that we are powerful beyond measure. It is our light, not our darkness, that frightens us most. We ask ourselves, who am I to be brilliant, gorgeous, talented, and famous? Actually, who are you not to be? You are a child of God. Your playing small does not serve the world. There is nothing enlightened about shrinking away so that people won't feel insecure about you. We were born to make manifest the glory of God that is within us. It's not just in some of us, it's in all of us. And when we let our own light shine, we unconsciously give other people permission to do the same. As we are liberated from our own fear, our presence automatically liberates others. You all change the world, because you have changed the hearts of the people that changed the world. I wasn't going to cry. The love and kindness you show to everyone who walks through the doors of this church is astounding. You exemplify the love of Christ in a way that has forever changed my life. And for that, there are not enough words of thanks. What I want you to do, I want you to take the hands of the people beside you. And I want you to look at the people around you and how precious they are. And I want you to look at the people on either side of you, and I want you to say, today I am thankful for you. If you would just bow with me in prayer for just a minute. Father God, we come to you this morning and we just bow before you, Lord, and we thank you for how awesome you are. Thank you for the spirit of giving in this church and how it just impacts people all over the world. I thank you that you are good, that you want to bless us and that you love us and that you call us to be yours every single day. To your name be the glory forever and ever.
Years ago, my parents brought me to College Park. Since then, I've made new friends. I've stood for friends to be married and bid friends farewell. When I was 13, I was baptized here. A friend read my favorite Bible verse, and my papa passed me a candle. Sorry. As a responsibility to shine for Christ in everything I do. Many times these doors have opened, and my grandma has held my hand and guided me. To you both, I thank you. I've stood scared in a hospital waiting room and have learned from this church the power of prayer. Okay. I have learned from Mountain Outreach that giving and helping is much more rewarding than receiving. I've learned that CPBC does not mean caution, please be careful. What it does mean is that I have a loving church family that keeps me wrapped in prayer. Within the walls of this church, I've explored my dreams of teaching and know in my heart God has a definite plan for me. I have learned that wherever I am, I am surrounded by God's love. I want to express my sincere gratitude to each of you who have listened and followed God to build this church. To the generations before me who have made the sacrifices, I thank my God for you. For those who have refused to accept no as an answer, and those who have taught and nurtured me through these 18 years, thank you. To my mom, thanks to you, I will always be in my shoes. And to my dad, who will always keep me at the top of his batting order. To Dre and to Spencer, who will always make me laugh and never fail to love me. And last but not least, to the children of College Park, thank you for all of the life lessons you have taught me. And especially to Christian Keltner, who just last week taught me that with God, I'm bigger than any of my fears.
If you happen to be visiting with us today, you see why you need to be at College Park. This is a wonderful place, and we've been reflecting this morning. As in just a minute, we're going to share in communion, but I wanted to share with you, Debbie Patterson has worked very hard on a reflection in pictures. And we want to share that as we continue to think about all the ways that God has blessed us. We do thank Debbie for putting that together and reminding us all. You know, it's the last part of our worship service today. I think it's appropriate, and I would love to talk for a long time about the beauty of this senior class, but I think it's appropriate that we take a look at ourselves as we go through communion. Communion is a time to reflect. This is something that we as the body of Christ do together. These high school and college graduates, you are part of this body of Christ. No matter where you go, no matter when you leave and you walk through that door and you go to school, wherever you go, you are part of the body of Christ. We are all called to take Christ with us. That is communion, to remember his sacrifice, to remember what he did for us. And so as we prepare our hearts, we encourage you to look at the words of the anthem and prepare our hearts for the Lord's Supper.
Before we enter into a time of communion, let me say a word about communion. Here at College Park, we practice open communion. What that means for you, if you're a guest with us, but you're a believer, you're more than welcome to participate in communion. All believers are welcome as we approach the Lord's table together.
This concludes this week's podcast of our worship service. Thank you for joining us. We would love to hear from our listeners. Please send our pastor an email at raymond@collegeparkbaptist.org. That's R-A-M-O-N @collegeparkbaptist.org. Or call us at 1-336-768-5870. May the peace of the Lord be with you in the coming week.